Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The winter storms and their snowy legacy continue to affect students at college campuses in the Boston area, as classes canceled by snow days still need to be made up, and spring sports teams wonder where they'll play their games. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
A foot of dirty snow sits on the bleachers at Alumni Stadium at Boston College, melting quickly, but not fast enough for the baseball team. And yet the players are not missing practice. They're one of the few teams with a bubble over their field, where hitters take their turn at bat as head coach Mike Gambino watches.
This year, with how crazy the snow has been, there's a chance one of our first two home weekends might be on the road or might be someplace other than around here.
Gambino explains that the team normally spends its first 5 weeks of the season on the road in the South anyway. But next week, they're supposed to play Holy Cross in Worcester, and the next day, their home opener in Chestnut Hill.
Anybody with a baseball field up in the North in New England right now is in a crazy spot. You talk to any field guy, and it's not like anything they've ever seen.
Down Commonwealth Avenue at Boston University, Provost Gene Morrison says BU canceled 5 days of classes.
2 Mondays, 2 Tuesdays, and 1 Wednesday.
By the end of February, some Monday evening classes had yet to meet for the first time. Morrison says BU made classes available 2 Saturdays, just one of an array of strategies to make up for lost time.
By additional assignments, some scheduled informal meeting sessions where they were able to make up part of the time. So individual faculty have been really entrepreneurial in trying to keep the course content moving along at a good pace.
At Northeastern University, which also closed for 5 snow days, Philip Tai teaches modern Chinese history. He decided to pack in more material per class because he did not think his students would take well to the administration's suggestions.
Options like telling students to do more homework or do more reading or making up for lost classes later in April, none of it just sounded quite right, so I decided to just go ahead and just hit the fast forward button and just give as much information as I can.
Tai just moved to Boston from California. He's not the only transplant surprised by this winter. Chris Parsons is from Calgary.
This is my 3rd year in Boston, and I'm going to stop talking about how tough it makes me that I grew up in Canada, because this is the worst winter I've ever seen.
Parsons is teaching environmental history at Northeastern.
So I've offered one-on-one makeup sessions. Otherwise, I've posted lectures online, and I've offered makeup lectures as well.
Perhaps no students in Boston lost out because of the snow more than those at BU's College of Communication. Students there were taking media criticism from New York Times columnist David Carr. He died last month. The blizzards canceled all but one of his classes. Sonia Sue was there.
Obviously, it was really unfortunate that we could only take one class with him, and I'm even more frustrated at the snow because of it, because we had to miss 2 out of the 3 classes that we would have had with him. He had grand plans for us all to essentially just like grow as writers.
Sue and her classmates must rely on other professors now to help them grow. They, like their peers around Boston, are unlikely to forget this winter and how it changed their plans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.